Okay. Mishnah Pekeres. Arba Midas Badam. There are four Midas. The people, those who say Shali Shali, Vishalcha Shalach, Zume the Beninus. You're okay guy. If your mahalach is what belongs to you, belongs to you, what belongs to me, I don't have any tainas on you. However, Yesh Oimim, there are those who say that's Midas Stein. That's like the mahalach of Stein. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Shali Shalach, Vishalach Shali, that's an Amaret. What belongs to you, belongs to me, belongs to me, belongs to you. It's just weird. Shali Shalach, Vishalach Shalach is a chasid. If it all belongs to you, that's a Midas Chasidus. And then there's Shalach Shali, Vishali Shali, Rasha. What belongs to you belongs to me, and what belongs to me, that's a Rasha. You see something very interesting here. First of all, there's a difference between Rasha and Midas Stone. Because Midas Stone, the Chayr was like, that's the worst of the worst, Stone. But there's Rasha, and then there's Midas Stone. The question that the Rishonim deal with is, how could there be such a vast chiluk between the two Manda Amrim as to what's the deal with Shali, Shali, Vishalach, Shalach? One says it's a Midah Beinonis, and the other opinion holds it's Midah Stein. So either you're an average Joe, or you're like a Rosh Marusha. So how could that possibly be? There could be such a machlok is made a katza la katza. This is a question the Rishonim asked. Agav, the Akedas Yitzchak, he's one of the Rishonim. He says a beautiful pshat in this Mishnah. He says that for a Yachid to have such a Mahalach, which is Shali, Shali, Shalach, Shalach, that's not so terrible. That's called the Midah Beninus. But when a community has a philosophy like that, that's when it becomes Midah Stone. The whole community is like that. Then he's Medayge from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Ha'oimer, a person who says, which is in singular, Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach, Midah Beninus. V'yesh Oimrim. But when there are Yesh Oimrim, many say, if many say it, then it's Midah Stein. It's Goinish. Let's try to understand a little bit the difference between these two Shitas. The Midah Beninus and the Midah Stein. The philosophy of Stein. A few other questions. Chazal tell us that which it says in the Pesukim, that the city of stone was consumed by a fire, was not an ordinary fire. It was a Shechina Kedosha. The Shechina came down. And the reason why Eishes Lod was consumed by the fire is because she wasn't on the Madrega to look at the Shechina. We know many times that the sinyan of looking at the Shechina, for a person who's unfit to do so, we have problems from that going back to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Literally, to Cain and Hevel, Chazal say that Hevel was Metzitz B'Shechina. The reason why Hevel, he deserved to die, the Zohar says, is because when the Shechina came down to receive the carbon, he looked at the Shechina and he wasn't supposed to do so. By Matan Torah repeated itself, Vayechzu es Elokim, Vayechzu vayishtu, they looked at the Shechina, Yitzchak by the Akedah, this week's parasha, they looked at the Shechina, this is a recurring theme in the Torah. And so, another member of that club is Eishes Lod. She looked at the Shechina. I mean, what's so bad about looking at the... She looked at the Shechina. If you're not fit to look at the Shechina, then things happen. So, it's just a funny thing that, you know, when we read the story, the way that it's written in the Torah, the fire comes down and it burns them, like the Rishayim should go to the Gehenna, right? It makes sense, that story. But the fact that the Shechina came down to destroy stone, well, how are they zeichet to such a thing? We're working so hard to bring down the Shechina, but stone, they were able to bring down the Shechina? How does that work? Also, in the beginning of the parasha, there's a remez to the sukkah. The remez to sukkah, because the pasuk says that Avram brought the malachim, vishanu tachas ha'eitz. Tachas ha'eitz, so Chazal said that he put him underneath the sukkah. We discussed a few years ago, well, was it Pesach because he was making matzah, or was it sukkah because he was setting a sukkah? So what's going on over here? It's not for now. But there's a remez to the sukkah here, just like there's a remez to matzah. But what's the inyan of the sukkah here? Another question the Mefarshim asks, the following question. We learn out from Avram Avinu, G'doy l'hachnas asarachem yaseh mikabalas p'nei Shechina. Avram was having a good time. He was talking to Shechina, he was being nanef on the Shechina, but then the malachim came, and Avram Avinu said, I am going to go do this chesed and leave the Shechina Shuldigs other things to do, mitzvahs which you want me to do. So the question that the Mefarshim asked, a very interesting question. They asked the question, I, oisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. He's being oisik in a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. That's a mitzvah. The question is, what is exactly that mitzvah? Also not for now. But assuming that that's a mitzvah, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. So ha oisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. And according to Shem Yishayim, it's not just that you're pater min a mitzvah, you're aser but mitzvah acher. So according to the Ritva, you can't even go do the next mitzvah. So how could it be that Avram is being mekabel pnei shechina, he's doing this mitzvah, and he goes up and he says, "Achnas doechim, isn't this go against ha'oisik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah?" And maybe one last question also. Chazal say, we've spoken about this in the past, that when Avram Avinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah, the Malachim, they gave him problems. And then Hashem made Moshe's face look like Avram's face. He said, "Do you recognize this face?" He said, "Yeah, of course, we ate basar v'chalav at this house, right?" So because they appreciated Avram and said, "No, Avram's a tzaddik," so Moshe wasn't able to receive the Torah, but Moshe, dressed up as Avram, was able to receive the Torah. That means that the whole inyan of Kabbalah Satira was, not that it was given to Moshe, it was given to Avram. The Torah was given to Avram. Which is really the secret, of course, that Avram was mekayem the Torah before it was given. Because Avram has a shayichus and pnimius to the whole inyan of Kabbalah Sadar. Try to understand that a little bit as well. So, not to say a different pshat than the Akedah Yitzchak on this machlokes beinonis and midas thing. So again, the question was, on the one hand, Shali shali v'shalach shalach, this is made of Beinonis? No, it's Midas time. Beinonis time, this is made of Katzah l'Katzah. So you could say as follows. That for most people, the inyan of, the mahalach of Shali shali v'shalach shalach, it's okay. We don't consider somebody who has a mahalach like, what belongs to me, belongs to me, as being such a terrible thing. That's for most people. But by a tzaddik, a tzaddik who has that, to a tzaddik, if he sees people who have that philosophy, that's a rishus. You understand? A regular mensch, a gayish akop, yeah? A regular person on the street, if he sees somebody has a mahalach of shali shali v'shalach shalach, he's an average person. But to a tzaddik, it's a big avla. It's an avla. That a person should have a mahalach in life that he doesn't have any kesher to chesed, it's mamash an avla. But that's the miyut. Not everybody's a tzaddik, that when he sees shali shali v'shalach shalach, that he looks at a person like that and he says, "How could you live a life like that?" That's pshat the Mishnah. Shali shali v'shalach shalach, sumi de beninis. Most people will say, that's, you're an average guy. V'yesh ayimim is always like the miyot, yeah? Like you find even in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh ayimim, we don't pass them like the yesh ayimim. But there's a yesh ayimim. The yesh ayimim means the tzaddikim, to the tzaddikim, that's a midas thing. That's a midas thing. Now, it could very well be that Avraham Avinu felt that he was accountable for what happened in Sodom. And that's why he davened so hard. And why is that? Because if you go back to Noach, by Noach, we find something very interesting. The Zohar tells us that Noach is held responsible for what happened by the Mabul. Because the Pasuk says, and we didn't have Torah, May Noach Hayuli. This was a May Noach. Noach caused this. Why? He wasn't Mispalo Benidar. So even if it was Mispalo Benidar, so okay, he's responsible, meaning he's the Shaykhit, because he didn't daven for them? Why is he held accountable? I mean, it's called on him. I mean, Noach caused the mob. So Pshat is like this. When you have a tzaddik in the generation, so the tzaddik has one of two things. He can either be with the people, or he could seclude himself from the people. And it makes for big nafkaminas. Noach was a tzaddik who secluded himself from the people. And when you do that, the presence of a tzaddik in the generation creates a very big kitrug on the generation. Because if there's a big tzaddik, so Hashem has tainas in everybody, look, there's a person who's living with you, he's in your door, and he's a gevaldik tzaddik. How come you're not like him? So the tzaddik is very careful of such a kitrug, that he shouldn't make a kitrug on the people in the world. This is like a glimpse into the world of tzaddik, and not that I have any shaykhis, but this is what's brought down this one. That a tzaddik, he's afraid that he may make a kitrig on the generation. So what does a tzaddik do in order to make sure that he doesn't make a kitrig? he's makasha himself with the people. I mean, as long as he's working with the people in a way that he's elevating the people, so it means that he's with the people. He's not against the people. That he sees himself as being in the world in order to be mala the people. It's not like there's a tzaddik in the world and you're in the world and Hashem comes and Tanis says, how come you can't be like him? The tzaddik says, I'm only in the world here for you. Meaning, I'm not even kafi the door. I'm only in this world because I'm here to help you. So he doesn't even see himself as being part of the door in a sense that there's him and then there's them. He's just here to work for the door. And Hashem accepts that. So there's no more taina on the belt, like how come you're not like this tzaddik? So this is the difference between Avram and Noach. Noach created the kidrig on his generation because Hashem turned to the door and he said, how come you can't be like Noach? And Noach wasn't working with the generation, but Avram was in his chesed and he was working with them. So there was no taina in the generation, how come you can't be like Avram? But Avram didn't see himself like that. He saw himself as a tzaddik. He knew he was a tzaddik. And he was afraid that he was going to make a kitchuk on Stoim, and that's why Stoim was destroyed, because there's an Avram in the world. So Avram felt achrayah for that. So that's why he davened, maybe there's other tzaddik, and hopefully there's going to be other tzaddik, not the only tzaddik. He didn't want to be the only one who's making a kitchuk. I mean, if there's other tzaddik, then there's not going to be such a kitchuk anymore. But of course, Avram was the standalone. There was nobody like Avram Avinu. So after Stoim was destroyed, and he worked very hard, he was very broken, and maybe he caused that. Just like after he wiped out the four kings, he was afraid that he was chai for that. And Hashem says, no, you did a good thing. Shkoyach. Shkoyach ha-habamiyah. But he was afraid that he created a kitchig on these people that he was living with, that he coexisted with on the planet. So this is the difference between Noach and Avram. May Noach, Noach caused the ma'abu. Why did he cause the ma'abu? Because the tzaddik created a kitchig on the door. But Avram, who was working with the door, that he was involved in chesed, he doesn't create a kitchig. Now the whole inyan of Avram Avinu is the inyan of chesed. Now we know there's a principle in halacha which is called koyfin al midas tov. There are times that halacha dictates that you have to go lifnei mishuras hadin. Even when something belongs to you, and al pi svara, al pi secha, you would say, how could you? It's not the din. But we could be koyfin a person to go lifnei mishuras hadin. It's mamash achidish. That you're koyfin al midas tov. For example, let's say there's a Yerusha. There's Yerusha and there are children. And each one's taking a chelek. And the Bechor gets, of course, Pishnai. And there's two houses in part of that Yerusha which are right next to each other. And the Bechor says, I want the house next to the house which I'm receiving because it just makes it easy for me. As long as all factors are equal here, the brothers can't object, and we say, Koyfin al midas tov, they have to give the second house to the Bechor. Because Zen and Evezelo Chaser, that's the sword that the Rishonim say to Koyfin al midas tov. What do you have to lose? He's the only one who has to gain. So if you're not going to lose, how could you stand here and say, Zen and Evezelo Chaser? Now, another example of that would be, in Halacha, let's say that a person owns a property, and it's not up for sale, it's not up for rent. It's just sitting, right? Apartment in Yerushalayim. Nobody's coming, nobody's going, there's no advertisements. So somebody's in the south and he needs a place to go. He needs to be located. So he sees that there's lights are off, there's nobody in the apartment. He goes and he's a squatter. He parks himself there 3 months. The guy comes for sukkahs. So somebody's sitting in his apartment for the past 3 months. He says, no, pay up. He says, I'm not paying up. So the halacha states that he doesn't have to pay him. Because Zen Nana Vizalei Chaser. You weren't Chaser. It wasn't that you wasn't on the market. It was just sitting here. So because he's Nana, you should be Nana from his Anna. It's Zen Nana Vizalei Chaser. And he can't be Mechayvim today. I'll be there. So that's Koyfin al Midas Tov. To say to a person when it wasn't up for sale, it wasn't for rent, pay me anyways, that violates what's called Koyfin al Midas Tov. Zen Nana Vizalei Chaser. That's how the Rishonim explain Koyfin al Midas Tov. Let's try to explain a little bit the Shayrish of the sin in Koyfin al Midas Tov. Because it's an anomaly. In halacha, it's an anomaly. Really, al pi din, you should be able to say, Zenene. He's nene for my stuff. No, it's al chaser. But you weren't chaser. So where does that come from? So the inyan is that to understand this, you have to go back to the shayash of the Briya. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made a chalul hapona, he made an empty space. And in that empty space, he created all of existence. I'm familiar with that. It's chalal pane. Chalal pane, he removed the Ohr Ein Sof. It was a chalal. And in that chalal, that's everything. Not just where we are. But everything in existence exists within the chalal pane. Now, what's the impetus of my separations? What's the cause? The only thing that we know about Ma'aseh Bereishis is Allah Birtzano Yisbarach, that Hashem wanted to. One thing we know for sure is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is betachlis Hashleimus. And Hashem doesn't get anything from the Welt. There's nothing that he can get from the Welt. So even though he creates a world and he removed the Ein Sof, so to speak, it looks like he made himself chaser, yeah? But of course, the Baal Shem Tov and all the tzaddikim tell us that the removal of that light doesn't mean that Hashem is chaser in any way. He doesn't lose anything other than that. It's not shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu any chisar in b'chla. Hashem is betachlis Hashleimus. And everything which he does is always betachlis Hashleimus, and nothing could be chaser from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Mesil Shtarim tells us, and the tzaddikim all say, that the whole purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis was lahitiv libriyosav, that Hashem wanted to do good for his creations. So when you put this together, you make a sandwich out of this, what you really have is that the inyan of Ma'aseh Bereishis is what? Zenene v'zelo chaser. We have what to gain, because we're Hashem's creations, we're going to be nene from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But mitzad Kadosh Baruch Hu, zelo chaser. He's lo chaser. So you see that the foundations of Ma'aseh Bereishis are in the inyan of Zenene v'zelo chaser. And that's an amud of the Bria, which can't be touched. Because as soon as you start to play with an inyan of Zenene v'zelo chaser, then you'll destroy the foundations of the world. Because the whole world is built on this foundation called Zenene v'zelo chaser. So Mela, in order to ensure the kiyum of Ma'aseh Bereishis, you have to say that in a situation like that, kaifel amidastoy. Because if you wouldn't be kaifel on that, you would revert the world back to toyev avoy. So what's keeping the world standing, toyev eretz blima, what's keeping the world standing is the principle of zenene v'zelo chaser, and mamela, we're willing to enforce zenene v'zelo chaser at all costs, kaifel amidastoy, because if not for that, the world goes back to toyev avoy. Perhaps this is the pshat of the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Gemara tells us about a chatzi yavid chatzi ben chayr. The Mishnah says that if you have a chatzi yavid chatzi ben chayr, he can't marry. He can't marry a bas chayr and he can't marry a shivcha. So what are you going to do for this guy? So Beis Hillel was of the opinion that, okay, too bad. You know, he'll have to work by this master a little bit, and then he'll work for himself a little bit. But Beis Shammai says you fixed the boss, but you didn't fix him. You didn't fix the yavid. Now, who's he going to marry? He can't just go without procreating. Can't do that to a person. That would be tohu for him. So we force the master to set him free. Now, of course, the eved will have to pay it up later. When he starts to make money, he'll have to pay back the adam. But we force the adam to set the eved free. Because lo yisayu b'ra'al shevet yitzar. And then the Mishnah says, Beis Hillel was chayzer to be server like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is chayzer to be like Beis Shammai. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here is this. Is that Be'emes, this Eved, is in a state of a very big chisar right now. Can't have children. The master is a loy chaser. He's a loy chaser. Because even though he's setting the Eved free, he's going to pay you back. He's going to pay back his value. We're not saying set him free and too bad, it's your loss. The Eved is going to have to make up the money. So mitzad the Adon, the fact that he'll have money instead of the Eved, so he's loichaser. But by setting him free, zenene, he's going to be able to have children. So that's why Beis Shammai says, in a situation like this, you're koy for the master to set the Eved free. Because you see in front of you a situation called zenene v'zeloichaser. And even Beis Hillel was maskim to that. Because you have to be maskim to that. Because if you see it like I do, says Beis Shammai, that you have a situation called zenene v'zeloichaser, if you're not koyfe, then you're going to be shaking the roots of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's why the Mishnah brings the pasuk. Lo yisayu b'ra'al shevet yitzar. I mean, this is going to revert the world back to Toyu. Because what's keeping the world from going back to Toyu is goof of the principle of zenene v'zeloichaser. So mele koyfe, you force the master to set him free. This is also the principle of Matan Torah too. And it came time to give the Torah to Klai Yisrael. So there was Nasa v'Nishma, but there was also Kaf Alim Hakagigis. Kaf Hakagigis is also based on the principle of what? Zanana v'Zalach Haseh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyahu forced B'nai Yisrael to receive the Torah. How can he force them to receive the Torah? Because by Klai Yisrael receiving the Torah, we're only, it's Zalach Haseh. You don't lose. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case, he's forcing us to receive the Torah. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you receive the Torah, I'm Nene. It's a Hana for me for you to have the Torah. And if you receive the Torah, even though I forced you to, Loi Chaser. Kemachser the Reyav. There's no Chisaran to somebody who's Yerushimayim. It's Kemachser the Reyav. It's Loi Chaser. So Kadosh Baruch Hu could force Kabbalah Satayra. That's Koifin on Midas Tan. Because if you wouldn't receive the Torah, that would be Midas Tan. So he forced us to receive the Torah. That's the principle of what? Zenen and Zalach Hazer. He forced us to receive the Torah. And that's why, had they not received the Torah, the world would have been Chayes at the Torah of Avayu. It goes back to the same minyan. Because the foundations of the world are Zenen and Zalach Hazer. Koifin on Midas Tan. Going back to the example which we had said before, let's start with our questions actually. Let's go back to our questions. We had said, that when Avram Avinu, when he was sitting here with the Shekhinah Kedoshah, so he made the decision to leave the Shekhinah and to go into Mekan the midst of Achanas Zorcha. So, how could you do such a thing? How could you leave the Shekhinah Kedoshah to go take them? Well, the word is, because Avram understood here that there's in, you know what? Zenen and Zalach Hazer. What's the Shekhinah going to lose? The Shekhinah's not going to lose anything. But what are these guys going to gain? So, my going is what? Zenen and Zalach Hazer. What's interesting is that the way that this is presented in the Torah is that Hachnas HaSorachim is G'dayla Mikabalas Ben Shekhinah. The whole Indian of Hachnas HaSorachim being more than Kabbalas Shekhinah also goes back to my Sabarishas. Because the whole Indian of the making of the Challah and the putting all of creation in that Challah is what's called Hachnas HaSorachim. What's Hachnas HaSorachim? You have a house. And it's not like today's houses, which are much bigger than it was back in the day. You know what Hachnas HaSorachim used to mean? There was only like two beds in the house. Hachnas HaSorachim used to mean that you give up your bed for your Areach and you sleep on the floor. That's what Hachnas HaSorachim used to mean. Today, people have guest rooms, and it's very easy to do Achnas Zorach. But Achnas Zorach needs to be, and that's why it's such a big mitzvah, because an Areach comes, you treat him like he's the master of the house. So in this case, Achnas Zorach is the inyan of that Hashem made a space, that's called the Chalal upon it, and he brought guests into his home. He made space for us, that's called Achnas Zorach. And although he didn't have to do that, because anyways, there were neshamas, everybody's been mekabel pnei Shekhinah, that was very, very good, to be mekabel pnei Shekhinah. But Hashem says, it's not really the best thing, because Nama, the Kisufa, everybody needs a chance to really hit it big, to make it big in this world. What does Hashem do? He says, G'doyla hachnas azorachem mekabalas pnei Shekhinah. It's better that I make a world and people come in to get rid of the Nama, the Kisufa, and then I'm mekabel pnei Shekhinah all the time. So even the din of hachnas azorachem is G'doyla mekabalas pnei Shekhinah touches upon the roots that we're speaking about, which was set into motion because of the din of what? Zenen v'zelech haser. So the halacha is zenen v'zelech haser, and the roots of it is zenen v'zelech haser, and how it is in my separations. Really, this is the inyan of the sukkah. This is the inyan of the sukkah. Because every year after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is in my separations, every single person is zaycha to what? To be makabal p'nei Shekhinah. And that's really what the sukkah is. The sukkah is supposed to be a place of kabbalas p'nei Shekhinah. Kaisel, you were amazing Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah was gevaltik. You deserve to be mekabel pnei Shekhinah. I'm making a special place for you to be mekabel pnei Shekhinah. That's called the sukkah. Sechim b'ruach ha'kodesh, the sukkah. But what do we make the sukkah? The sukkah turns, we turn the sukkah not into a big blessing, we turn it into a place of what? Orachim. That's why the Rambam writes specifically in Hilchas Sukkah. The Rambam says that there's nothing greater that simchas yontiv than being mekabel. Orachim, being mesameach. Levaniyim, v'chule. That's what sukkahs is all about. Zman simchaseinu, to be mesameach, almana, v'yasayimim, and the aniyim. That's sukkahs. V'haraya, the shpizim come to the sukkah. So you see that you're being machnas arach into the sukkah. So what was once a kabbalas pnei Shekhinah, that's what the sukkah was about, becomes a place of achnas arachim. And who is the first shpizim? Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu was the one who was machadesh, gidoy l'achnas arachim, kabbalas pnei Shekhinah. So of course he's the first one to come in. And that's why it says, going back to the question, it says that Avram Avinu, he took the malachim, v'yishtonu tachas eitz, he put them in the sukkah. Because the whole chiddush of G'dol HaChnas Pnei Shekhinah is G'dol HaMekabalas Pnei Shekhinah, HaChnas is greater than that. That was the chiddush of Avram Avinu, and that's really what the sukkah is all about. So he takes the malachim, he puts them in the sukkah. So with this we can explain and understand the inyan of when Avram, when Moshe came to receive the Torah, the Malachim objected, but these Malachim, they said, no, we had Basar B'Cholav in the house of Avram Avinu. When Hashem made Moshe's face turn to Avram's face, he was given the Torah. The whole giving of the Torah again was Kafalim HaKigigas. It was also the principles in Enev Zeh Lechase, which is the inyan of Avram Avinu. That was the Chiddush of Avram Avinu. So Mela, by making the face of Avram Avinu, right? And why? Because these are the Malachim who these are the very same Malachim who came to the house of Avram. Those are the ones who said we're going to do it. So the whole story comes together, Matan Torah, and was taking place by Avram Avinu, based on this running aside of Karfalim HaKigigas. What makes it even sweeter is that the whole mid of Avram Avinu is mid of Chesed. And the whole inyan of Kafalim HaKigigas, and the whole inyan of Kafalim Amida Stein, rather, is Oilim Chesed Yibana. That the world was built on Chesed. So, Mila, this Yesoid, which is called Zenene Vezele Chaser, that Yesoid of Chesed, that's the Oilim Chesed Yibana. You can't mess with that Amud HaChesed. And the whole world is Fafalim. That's what the Tzaddikim say. I think Rambam mentioned it recently. That there's Gimel Amud HaOilim. There's Amud HaTorah, there's Amud HaVaida, and then there's the Amud of Chesed. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah. Malkev Yisrael, Bogayim Ein Torah, it says in Icha. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Avoida. The only thing which we have is the Amud of Gvinas Chesed. B'cha Chaysmen. The only Amud which we have today is the Amud of Chesed. The world stands on Chesed. Oilim Chesed Yibana. You can't tamper with the Amud of Chesed, which is why it's Zenenev is other Chesed. So Avram's Mida, which is the Mida of Chesed, is a complete steer to the inyan of the Mida of Stein. Which is why you go from what? In the story of the Parsha, you have Avram Avinu, the Chesed that he does, Oilim Chesed Yibana. From there, you go from Avram to Stein. And why Stein was destroyed? Because of Mida Stein. Destroyed because of Mida Stein. So you have Avram, with the Oilim Chesed Yibana, and the opposite of that, which is the Mida of Stein. So a little bit more pnimi. So we had said that Be'emes, if you try to understand Hachnasas Orchem, the Rambam writes that Hachnasas Orchem is a mitzvah derabanan. But it falls under the category of Ve'ahavta L'Rechav Kamecha, which is a mitzvah deraisa. So with this you can explain also the chait of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Chazal says, Shaloi Nogu Kavod Zelaze. The word Noi Kavod Zelaze. And the Farshim explain, Ein Kavod Ala Torah. They weren't sharing Torah with each other. Each one had a lot of Chidushei Torah, but he didn't want to share it with his friend. It says in the Mishnah, in Avos 2, it says, Im Lamadat HaTorah Harbe, Al Tachzik Toi V'Latzbecha. You can't hold the Torah to yourself. You have to share the Torah. It's not your Torah. But Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shelo Nogu Kavod Zeh LaZeh, they weren't sharing Torah with each other. But this also is a violation of what? Shelo Nogu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. It's a violation of Zenana V'Zeh LaChaser. It's a violation. Because if you share Torah with your chaver, that's called Zenana. He's going to be Nana. But what do you lose by sharing Torah with somebody? You're lechaser. It's not like you're giving it to him and you don't have it anymore. It's kamadlik ner miner. Yeah, you understand? Kamadlik ner miner means that when a ner makes another candle, he doesn't lose. He just makes another candle, but the candle stays the same. So when we speak about doing an asina, mais an asina, where you give to someone or to something and you don't lose because of that giving, it's called kamadlik ner miner. It's like lighting one candle to another candle. That was the mistake of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It was a violation of Yahavta Lecha Kamecha, Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, Shaloi Nogu Kavod Zeh LaZeh is a violation of Zenene Vezeh LeChaser. Zenene Vezeh LeChaser. So now let's go back to the Inyan of Stein and the Seif of Eishes Lot. So we said before that Eishes Lot, she died because the Shechina came into Stein. What's the Shechina doing in Stein? So Be'emes, this touches upon the what we said before. That what keeps the Bria going is the Shechina. The Shechina keeps everything going. And the reason why the Shechina, Hashem Yisrael created the world, because of what? Zenene Vezeh LeChaser. So Mamela, if you're poigim in the inyan of Zenene Vezeh LeChaser, which is the mid of Stein, you know who takes vengeance from you? The Shechina takes vengeance from you. Because you're poigim in the Shechina. Because Because the meat of the Shechina is what keeps this world alive, is the Shechina, that's what keeps it alive, is that Zenana V'Delachasa. So Mimela, since they were poigim in the Yisoid Ha'olam, which is the fact that the Shechina made the world because Hashem isn't lacking anything, but the Bir is going to have enough, Zenana V'Delachasa. So the Shechina itself came to destroy stuff. Because the Shechina is saying, you can't mess with this. Meaning, it could be that in principle there's nothing wrong with that. Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach, what's wrong with that? And they thought they had a big Chachma. There wasn't going to be any Chesed here. Not going to let Avram in. There's no chesed in stone. But the Shechina says you can't have a world like that because in Enev Zadah Chaser, if you do that, you break the foundations of the Bia. The Shechina has to come and take the Nekama from this. The Shechina comes into stone. What you see is that the Shechina goes Lamata Meser Atzvachem. That's what it means to go into stone. There's nothing lower than stone. The whole inyan of going down Lamata Meser Atzvachem is what? It's Ner Chanukah. And Be'emes, the Ner Chanukah is the inyan of the Shechina. It's the Or HaGanos. The Or HaGanos, which is in the Ner Chanukah, that's the light of Ma'aseh Bereishit. I mean, that's the light which said, Zenenev Zalei Chaser. And that's why Ner Chanukah is what? It's Kemalik Ner Miner. I mean, since the whole inyan of Zenenev Zalei Chaser means that you give in a way where you don't lose, so you might as well give because you're not losing anything, so the whole institution of Ner Chanukah is one of Kemalik Ner Miner. So Mimela, that Or, which is the Shechina, which is the Ner Chanukah, so in a way, Ner Chanukah is saying, that's really what it's saying. Right? They weren't giving Torah to each other. Why not? That's exactly what Torah is. You can share Torah, and you don't lose when you share Torah. So you have to. And if you didn't, so then the reason why Tamar Rebbe Akiva died was because you're being poigim in the Yisod of the Bias. Not that they did something so terrible, but again, neither did Stone. It was Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach. So that deserves to die. But yes, because there's something about Zenen of Zelech Chaser that we're koifin on that, because if not, then the whole fabric of the Bria falls apart. So Memeila, B'derech Hemez, you could say like this. So we said, Talmid Rebbe Akiva, Shalaynagu, Kavod Zelazeh. It's very interesting. Zelazeh is Zenen V'Zelech Chaser. They didn't understand the inyan of how the Zeh, the person who is not lacking anything, how he should be Mehana, the person the other Zeh. Shalaynogu Kavod Zelazeh means they didn't understand the inyan of Zenene V'Zelechaser. Happens to be Shalaynogu Kavod is Gematria Zenene V'Zelechaser. So the beginning is Shalaynogu Kavod, that's Gematria Zenene V'Zelechaser, and then it says Zelazeh, because Zelazeh is the two Zeh that we spoke about before. Happens to be also that Rabbi Kiva after that came along and he said, the half of the Becha Kamaicha, Ze Klagal Batara, Ze, okay, say it there, Ze too. The half of the Becha Kamaicha, Ze Klagal Batara. So the half of the Becha Kamaicha is Gematria, Koifin Lamidastai, 820. Okay? So Shleinagu Kavod is Koifin Lamidastai. The half of the Becha Kamaicha is Gematria, no, I'm sorry. Shleinagu Kavod is Gematria, Zenan of Zalechaser. And Koifin Lamidastai is Gematria, the half of the Becha Kamaicha. Yeah? So this brings us back to Ner Chanukah. Because we said before that Ner Chanukah, that's the Yisayit HaBir. The Yisayit HaBir is Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah is the Shechina Kedosha. And that's why it went down Lamata Meser HaTzvachem to take vengeance from Stein. I mean, the Shechina Kedosha will come down. It will come down to take vengeance, because you have to comply with Zenan of Zelech Chaser. That's why the halacha is by Ner Chanukah, that a person who doesn't have enough money to buy Ner Chanukah, he has to take the shirt off his back or even borrow money in order to be Malik Ner Chanukah. You have to. Meaning, the halacha says, koifin. You have to light Ner Chanukah. It's a kriya. Because it's rooted in koifin on midastai. You have to comply with midastai. So maybe if you take Ner Chanukah, bimiluo, right, you spell out Ner Chanukah. How much was that gematria? I don't remember anymore. 1,200 and something. There's different ways to do Ner Chanukah. But if you do Ner Chanukah, bimiluoi, yeah, it's gematria zenene v'zalei chaser kaifen al midastai. Okay, so we're ready for Chanukah, everybody. Shkaich.